I talked to my friend of mine, like, oh, you know, we're talking about relationships, and I'm like, oh, this person has a lot of red flags. She says so. Say, but you have red flag. Me, I have red flag. We all have red flags. There are always things about us that are works in progress. None of us is perfect. So the question is not, is there a red flag? The question is, can I handle this particular red flag? You know, am I equipped for this particular red flag? Do I think that I and this person together can work on this red flag?
And I believe that I knew what the problem was and I can solve the problem. But you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
He even said, I love what she said, some things are not even red flags. They are red dots. Just a small thing. Then you catastrophize it and say it's a flag, but it's not. And what she was trying to point out is what Dr. Lumide pointed out. When I said, oh, as the way I said, and the people will say, oh, I can't take it. You know, like when there's a small issue in their relationship, in their marriage, in their office space, I can't take it. He said, you will take it. He said, in this life, we take things. That's what it means to be an adult. There is this search for perfect. And I think it is social media. I don't like blaming social media for things, but it's this search for a relationship where there is no argument, you know, workplaces where a superstar. You know, when you read the books of any of the greatest leaders, business leaders, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, etc., Bill Gates, these are people, Steve Jobs, these are people that could hire the best of the best. But you see them having issues with those people. So he says, wait, if Steve Jobs hired the best of the best, why is he still seeing a lapse? Because there's nowhere where he can go and hire a perfect person. There's nowhere where he can go and marry a perfect person. There's nowhere we can go and date a perfect person. In fact, if you are dating a perfect person, you might be dating a person who is subservient and not speaking their mind. If you're dating a person who has never complained about something you've done, you must be dating a person who has just given up on you, that there is no point talking to this person. There is a sense people are looking for utopias. Even with relationships have their issues, there is no perfect one.
If you want to survive in this world, you will take things.
You will take things.
Even in your business, in your career, if you don't study well, you will not succeed. So you have to pick the price.
But because there's no perfect anybody anywhere. And many of us are refusing to hire the right people, work in the right places, enter into relations and do the work because we see a small thing. We're like, this is a red flag. You will die alone. You will die alone. Living in this life is about negotiating the weaknesses and imperfections of people, systems, and institutions. When we finish demolishing religion, capitalism, marriage, whatever it is we build, we will enter there and we'll still find issues. Therefore, we are best served really asking ourselves if the thing that is making us run away is an actual deal breaker, or really just one of those imperfections that we and human beings are supposed to embrace, accept, and negotiate. There is no perfection waiting anywhere. There's just human beings every day trying to do their best.